Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. God bless you guys for joining us here at Harvest New Life Church and Harvest New Life Studios. I'm Pastor Charles Ellis, along with my actual guest is going to be in the line with tonight, Dr. Stephan Swilly. We're going to roll the music here in just a moment. Most of y'all come to the show, know what you got to do. You have to go to the studios. For those who are first-time visitors to the show, you want to go to the actual program. It's called Blog Talk Internet Radio. You go to the program, you go to the search bar, and you want to put in Charles Ellis, and that'll bring you right into the show. It should tell you everything that's coming live. For those who are calling in by the studio, you got a call-in number that you can call into. Area code is going to be 516-387. That's going to be 1220. Once again, let me get my music down here so you guys can hear. That's going to be area code 516. That's 387-1220. Today we're with Dr. Stephan Swilly out of Chester, Virginia. And also, you know, he's been with us on last week and bringing a very powerful word that was coming from the kingdom of God. But tonight I think he's got something that's going to solidify our spirits and going to help us out. We're going to let the music roll here just a moment. And we're going to be right back to you guys in just a second, right? God bless you guys. On this coming Wednesday, we're going to actually, This coming Thursday, we're going to be in the studio. We're going to actually, evangelist Alan Carter is going to be showing up. Now, we're going to switch his program here just a little bit. He's going to be at a different area code and number on this coming Thursday. We're going to have a different guest who's going to be coming in on this Thursday. That's going to be bringing our work from our eastern countries. But right now, we're going to have Dr. Stephan Swilly. That's going to be outside of Chester, Virginia. Don't forget our Friday night teaching. Pastor Franklin from out of New King James Ministry down here in the city of Grand Prairie. Also, Saturday morning, we got our songs report. I want you guys to come on and be a part and hear what the Word of God has to say. We're going to let the music move here just a second, and we're going to let Pastor Swilly or Dr. Stephan Swilly open up with prayer, and we're going to get moving on the Word on this afternoon. We're going to let the music move here just a moment. We'll be right back with you in just a second. Dr. Swilly?
Yes.
You're on.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm coming to you live from Chester, Virginia. Hope and pray that you had a wonderful day today. I have a word that I'd like to share with you all today. But before we get into the word, let us pray. Dear God, we before this day, a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Dear God, we ask that you bless those who are tuned in, bless those that are not tuned in. We ask that you continue to lift us up on every side, be our guide, and I hope for tomorrow. Dear God, we just call on you today to open up channels so that you be able to go through the channels, dear God, and break some strong hope. And dear God, you get the honor, the glory, and the praise for all that will transpire here today. Dear God, let it be all of you and none of me. Let those under the sound of my voice be blessed and intrigued to change their situation. Speak to their lives, dear God. And all we just do thank you, God, for life, health, and strength just to see another day. We just say thank you. For we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Before I get into the text today, I like to foremost thank God for this opportunity. And I like to thank Pastor Charles Ellis for inviting me to come on to the show. Yes. I would like to bring your attention tonight to Luke, one of my favorite Gospels, Mark and Luke. But I have a word I was blessed by this word, and I was blessed by a situation that transpired in my life, and I believe that you'll be the same. Let's turn to Luke, the fifth chapter, and I'll be reading the New International Version of the Bible. I'm going to start at Luke 5:17. I'm going to start there. That's Luke 5:17. One day, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic or on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." I like to use for a title tonight, Denied but Determined. Oftentimes I've been denied things in my life, and it wasn't really a great feeling when I was denied things. Really put me in a state of mind of disappointment. It put me in a state of mind of almost wanting to give up. Have you ever felt that way? Felt like giving up? Well, I believe that I'm safe to say here tonight that there have been times that all of us have experienced some degree of denial. Denial from an institution or denial from a person. Maybe it was critic, a job that you desired to have, being denied access to some place, person, or thing is not a welcome feeling. Well, let's talk about the term denied. Denied means refusal to admit the truth or reality. On the opposite side of the coin, when one is determined, it is meant to settle or decide by choice of alternatives or possibilities, or to resolve. When an individual is determined, it is a welcome response or feeling. But on the opposite, to be denied is not a welcome feeling or response. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been denied anything? As we look into this text, I'm reminded of two great pioneers were denied, but they were determined to make it in spite of the difficulties that they had to overcome. Well, can you remember Rosa Parks? A strong black woman on December 1, 1955. Rosa Parks became famous for refusing to obey the bus driver. His name was James Blake. She refused to give up her seat to make room for the white passengers. This action was civil disobedience started the Montgomery bus boycott, which is one of the largest movements against racial segregation. Can you remember that? In addition, this launched Martin Luther King Jr., who was involved with the boycott, to prominence in the civil rights movement. King's courage and his moral commitment and determination achieved social justice for his people. It was also to sense the passion of his words and to realize a terrible wrong. The America he addressed was different from the America we are today. Yes, a lot of things have changed. A lot of things have changed. It's the nation whose racial wrongs were sanctioned by unjust laws. African Americans were singled out as the prime victims and forced to accept a system designed to maintain and enforce inferiority of their lives. In rejecting this condition, Martin Luther King used the power of persuasion and influence of his position to involve black Americans in realizing that they were somebody. By his example, he convinced black Americans that they could overcome an oppressive system through nonviolence. They had only to act by joining him in demonstration for their human rights. In this exercise, Martin Luther King became the most important civil rights leader in the 20th century when he wrote the I Have a Dream speech that changed the world. The two individuals had a lasting legacy worldwide. And as we look here at this biblical account, I can see that being denied is not the worst thing that can happen. Giving up is. I come today to tell you, don't give up. In this life we live, if you're going to run into some roadblocks, I say you're going to run into some roadblocks. Yes, you're going to run into some people, some situations that are not easily accessible. You're going to run into some situations and some people that will try to stand in your way. Yes, I come to tell you, don't give up. I've come today with a message to say that even if you have been denied, if you are determined, you can reach your objective. Jesus has returned to Capernaum. Capernaum was the headquarters of his Galilean ministry. Everyone knew him. He returned after many miracles and acts that had been performed. He returned, and because of his fame, the people had gathered in multitudes just to see this boy that was from the hood. That's what I like about Jesus. Is Jesus, he has drawing power. If Jesus won't draw you, I don't know what would draw you. You don't have to put on gimmicks, games, or tricks. If he will not draw you, you can't be drawn. Yes, we need to understand the power that he has. It is not always manifested, but that does not mean it's not there. We need to understand the power of the Lord was always with him. We have to understand that God doesn't always elect to demonstrate his power, but when he does, you better get ready. Yes, you better get ready. When God decides to move in the power of his might, we need to understand when he chooses to manifest his presence, Jesus is walking in the presence, and that should be our desire and aim, and that is to constantly walk in the presence of the divine. The text says the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And while he was teaching, these men were carrying a man who had palsy. Palsy is a paralytic condition, a condition marked by uncontrolled tremors of the body or part of it. This condition prohibited him from moving freely. This man here, he was limited in his mobility. These men decided to carry this man to Jesus because they had heard that Jesus was in the house. They heard that healing was in the house. And as they tried to attempt to get to Jesus, they ran into a roadblock. They ran into a hindrance. They ran into something that tries to deny them access into the house where Jesus is. They ran into a disappointment. They ran into something that was discouraging. They ran into something that would make one depressed. They ran into something that could have easily caused them to turn around. Oftentimes, disappointment, doubt, discouragement, or a spirit of defeat will stop our progression. I've been there myself. I felt like I was not going to get what I wanted. And I choose to give up. I gave up a lot of times. But just recently, I set a goal. I set a goal that I was going to make this purchase. And I had to be determined to get it, but I had to make a sacrifice to get what I wanted. And we will have to make sacrifices to get what we want, but we have to be determined. Some of us will never reach our goals because we wake up with the mentality that I'm already defeated. I cannot win or have what I have a desire to have. A lot of us, we defeat ourselves. I want you to know that these men did not have that attitude. When the men ran into a place of denial, they realized that that denial was not doubt, it was not discouragement, it was not defeat. Their defeat often became their desire. We say it was the multitude. Let's look at this multitude, these are the people that gathered at this house to see Jesus. Let's look at it realistically here. The multitude was there for the same reason that they were there. They wanted to get into this house just like these men carrying the paralytic man. They wanted to get in. They were being blocked by others' desires. Oftentimes, we need to understand we do not get to God because of other people's desires. It is always what we want or what we have as our priority for our own lives. We keep those things because of it. It blocks us from getting what we want from God. In this situation, it says the people were blocking them, but really, it was not the people that was blocking them. It was the people's desires that was blocking them. Yes, they wanted to get into the house to see Jesus. They have crowded the entranceways. I say the entranceways are crowded. And this multitude of people have crowded the normal means of getting into this house. I can imagine them pushing and shoving each other because they wanted him to do something for them. They wanted to get to the where the man was. They wanted to get to where Jesus was. And because of the crowd, they wasn't able to get to him. Many of us cannot get out of the dumps we are in because we are being hindered by what other people think. Some of us today can get a breakthrough, but we are too worried about what other folk would say. Yes, I believe that I'm talking to some people that really need a breakthrough. And you have been hindered. You have been hindered by what other folk were saying. You have been hindered because you have already been defeated because in your mind you feel like you can't get what you want. I don't know what you want, but I know one thing. If you just get to him, everything will be all right. So you got to make up in your mind, if I want what I want, I've got to be willing to do something to get it. Yes, you have to be willing to do what you can do to get to Jesus. Yes, as I look back over my life, I can remember in 2008, I decided that I wanted to be debt-free. Yes, I was determined to get there. Here is what these men did. Whenever your desires is conflicting with the desires of someone else that is different from yours, what you've got to do, my brothers and sisters, is you've got to go to another level. See, you cannot stay on the same plane as those that are stopping you. You cannot stay on the same plane and start fussing and cussing and arguing and bickering with people who do not want the same thing you want. Yes, you have to make up in your mind that I'm going to get what I want. And what I want, I'm going to have to do whatever it takes to get what I want. And a lot of times, you have to take it to another level. Most people think that when you run into a roadblock, that you should turn around or give up. I've come today to tell you, whenever you run into a roadblock, a lot of times you have people, you have friends, you have family members that are telling you that it's not for you, but what God has for you is for you, and you cannot let what other people say or do stop you from getting what you want. Yes, these men said that we're not going to give up. That's the
attitude that we need to have. We're not going to give up. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, for every one of you that under the sound of my voice, whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever it is, I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, don't give up. These men took a stance. They said, we are going up. See, these men had made up in their mind, in spite of the obstacles or the difficulties that these men encountered, these men that were carrying the man who were paralytic, this sick man. See, as long as we stay on the same plane as those that are hindering us, we cannot get through. If you ever, ever, ever go up, you stop being on the same level as those that are on the same level you're on. See, when we go above, we can look down at our situation. See, we can look over what you've been going through. Folks that didn't want what you have. Folks that tried to block your promotion. People that tried to keep you from getting the man or woman that you got. See, these men, what they did is they went higher. They got up on top of the roof. Yes, they went higher. If you just go higher, when we start cussing and fussing, what did we do? We went lower. If you start praising, you went higher. Yes. Yes, praising. We have to do whatever it takes to get what we want. These men, they went higher. They went up on top of the roof. We have got to go higher. When you stay around fussing and fighting and bickering, we will be on the same level of confusion and chaos as those who try to stop you from getting what you want. We have got to lift up our hands in order to go higher. We have got to reach up and then go up. We cannot go higher just by standing. When we reach up, we have got to pull up, touch your neighbor and say, I'm getting ready to go higher. I don't know who around you right now, but you need to touch somebody and say, I'm getting ready to go higher. How many of you out there in Radio Land want to go higher? You know that something's been stopping you or trying to block you from getting what you want? See, the brothers got up on top of the housetop. And when they got up on top of the house, it proved how determined these men were to get to him. Although these men, they were denied, they were determined to do whatever it took to get to him. And see, what happens, my brothers and sisters, you're going to have to do whatever it takes to get to him. Yes, you got to get beyond folk. Get beyond folk. Folk will try to convince you that what you're trying to get to is not for you. Yes, what you have to do is listen, and you listen, hear, and don't hear. You have to be determined to do whatever it takes to get to Jesus. Yes, it's not easy. It's not easy once you decide that you're going to do whatever it takes to get to him. Yes, if you want to go higher, you're going to have to do what it takes to go higher. Yes, when you have to be determined. See, these men, they were determined. We have to make up in our mind, in the midst of the multitude, I'm not going to quit, I'm not going to give up. I know other folks are trying to get in. It's my time to get in. We have to have determination. It is hard to hold back. Through whatever it may be, if you're determined, you'll reach your destination. It's not when the men reached their destination that everything was over. It was when Jesus saw their faith. Yes, he said unto them, "Men, thy sins are forgiven." Yes, they had faith, and you're going to have faith. Yes, they didn't have money, but they had faith. Yes, they had faith. They had just a little bit of faith. They didn't have influence, but they had faith. Faith is forsaking all that I trust in. Yes, faith is depending on God. Faith is having insight on God. Faith is having ambition in God. Faith is focusing on God. Faith is trusting in God. Faith is having hope in God. It's impossible to please God without faith. Y'all remember Noah built the ark? Yes. It was his faith. We come this far by faith, leaning and depending on God. I don't know what you want. I don't know what you're trying to get, but I know one thing. If you've been denied, you need to be determined. And when you're determined, you will be able to get your desires. If your desire is his desire, you will get it. You have to trust it, believe, and you will receive. Believe and receive. Yes. Keep pushing through it. I didn't say it wouldn't be hard. Oftentimes, I've talked to people, and a lot of people say to me, they're making a sacrifice. They're making a sacrifice with their mortgages by doubling up their mortgage so that they'll be able to pay off their mortgage sooner than it was supposed to get paid off. Yes, I don't know what you're trying to achieve, but I tell you, if you've been denied anything, if you be determined, you'll be able to get whatever your heart desires. Don't let anything stop or block you from getting the desires of your heart. Yes. This message has spoke to me. This text has spoke to me, and I decided tonight that I was going to talk about something that was near and dear to my heart. If you have any questions or concerns, you can call the station. Before I get off the air, I just want to pray for those who have obstacles, those that have been facing situations that has caused difficulties in your life. I just want you to know that you don't stop. Don't stop. Continue pressing. In spite of the obstacles, in spite of the difficulties, don't give up. Too hard for you is just right for God. But what I like about these men that I talked to you about, when Jesus saw their faith, then that's when he healed them. So in other words, Jesus knows and sees what you're going through. He knows what you're going through. He wants you not to give up. He wants you to keep your eyes on him. He wants you to keep pushing through it. Anything that's easy is not worth it, or it won't last. It won't last. You know how it was when you got something that you pursued, and once you got it, you wasn't happy with it because it wasn't what you thought it would be once you got to it. But I tell you what, my brothers and sisters, let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Dear God, you heard the word. Speak to the lives of the ones that are being hindered by their desires. Something that is in the way. Something that is causing us to take our eyes off of what you have for our lives. Dear God, we ask that you encourage them, continue to keep on pressing towards the mark. And you will inspire them even more. Dear God, we just thank you for all the things that you have done and all the things that you will do. Dear God, we ask that you continue to inspire us, continue to bless us, and keep us. Nothing is too hard for you. It's hard when it seems hard. It's just right for you. If anyone have anything that they like to, any questions they may have, any questions or desires or any questions that you may have, you can call the station and we'll address whatever you may have. Dear God, we just thank you. Jesus' name, we pray. Yes, and by the way, if you like to get in contact with me for any ministry opportunities, you can always call me at 804-919-1847. 804-919-1847. That's Stephon Swilly. That's Dr. Stephon Swilly. 804-919-1847. I'm located here in Chester, Virginia. Yes. Does anyone out there like to ask any questions that you may have? Well, I'll be around for a while. Pastor Ellis, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, most definitely we're here. We just want to let you go ahead and stay around a while with us. We got some still that's actually on the line. And as Dr. Swilly had said, you know, for those who want to call in, you know, it's a 516-387-1220. And if you're already in the studio, all you have to do is push the number one on your telephone. It'll bring you into the studio. Such an extraordinary word. Wow, man. Dr. Swilly, I tell you, that was a staggerer, you know, when I heard about just the process, how the men just pressed on, and how you really just spoke about the process of obstacles in people's way, and how these men just, they didn't look at any obstacles. They pressed, knowing that the opportunity was going to be somewhere in it. They had no idea, you know, that this was probably going to take place, even carrying this paralytic on that stretcher. But this Bible, you know, as you said in the 17th verse, and it came to pass, they pressed on a certain day. They didn't know that the day what they was about to come into was going to be the greatest day in their life. You never know what things are going. When you give up, that's when things begin to go raw with you. When you back out of pressing on, you know, in the beginning of anything you do, from the start of something, you know, you want to push into the point that you're pretty much at the point of exhaustion, because God continued to renew us. These men pushed on, and they had a lot of haters in there, you know, the Pharisees and all these lawyers that were sitting in there, you know. They looked at them and like, what are these crazy people doing? But then you said they went to the crowd at the door, the base of the place. And back in the old biblical days, you know, most of the, as you said, most of the particular places they lived in was honed out. You know, they lived inside the cave area. It was mud roofs and some grass growing up there. I believe they said they had some goats up there. And one of the texts I studied, they was nursing on top of the roof, but they never mind the goats. And that's how we got to sometimes. We got to even go past the goats. And the Pharisees are like goats. Some people in your life are just like goats. All they do is sit around and mad on you all day long, complain about what they can't go and never take an opportunity to get to where they need to go. And these Pharisees and these doctors, who are supposed to be, that they say, you know, as they, you know, educated men, but when they saw the power of what took place because of the guy's effort with that man on the roof. Now that's some pretty hard work. You got to pull together, you carry him, and then you got to load him. You got to not only do you got to tear up the roof, and then put him down through the roof.
Tear him up. So they had to communicate. They had to communicate to get him on top of the roof. They had to. They had to be determined.
Amen. Give me something in that area. Just when you say effort. You said they had to communicate, and how to use that terminology, communicate, and how to go forth in what you're doing, how to communicate, being in contact with the right source or the right people. You know, give me something in there. I want to hear it. I know it's something you got. Give me something. Yes.
Really what amazed me the most.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That these men, they were not thinking about themselves.
Wow.
Also, they were just thinking about this man, this paralytic man. In other words, they wasn't selfish. They probably had problems themselves.
Amen.
They wasn't just thinking about themselves. They were thinking about the man who had power.
Wow.
In other words, they were unselfish. At all. We can't be selfish.
Yeah, man, that's right. That's right.
Yes.
My pray for those.
They thought about this man. And they probably passed this man every day.
Probably. That's right.
They made up their mind they was going to get him to the place
where
he'd be healed. They didn't know that was going to happen.
No.
They exercised their faith.
Yeah.
And you notice, when Jesus saw their faith.
Amen.
He saw their faith. Then that's when he healed the man.
Wow. And, when you look at not only that part, when you just, it's so, you know, so powerful when you put that. They weren't even thinking about themselves.
No.
They were thinking about the one who was in need. you know, and so they look forward to him. And, you know, sometimes when the healing comes, you know, you'll get blessed sometime when everybody else is getting blessed by you looking out for that individual. It's kind of like the fruit don't fall too far from the tree. God's no respect for God. What he do for one, he do for another. They looked out for this man, knowing he was in a critical situation, and they probably had situations themselves. But in the midst of him being blessed, the whole place got blessed. The whole team got blessed.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, man.
What it was is they were amazed. They were amazed. They were astonished because of what had transpired. What transpired is who he was.
Had no idea.
No
that
idea.
On this day. That every proclivity that they probably ever had, because they looked out for one that was in really a lame position, they was going to be healed from whatever condition they had as well.
Yeah.
Because they helped him in his critical, not looking out for their own conditions and situations. When we help somebody else, when we're going through and we be encouraging to somebody else, in the midst of us encouraging that person, then God will see fit to do for you as he done for them, because we looked out for them when they were going through. Winders.
I believe in Romans where it says, we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak.
Of your
bones. And not feed
That's right.
ourselves.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's their good.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It's their good. In other words, they were looking out for themselves.
Amen.
They were looking out for their brother.
Wow.
At this condition.
I think, is it you who are strong? Am I in there? Is you who are strong ought to be able to help the weak, help to establish them? And that's really, you know, Dr. Swilly, in the marriage system also. Not that we're going to the law, but, you know, when you help somebody else, and help me out when I say this. It's kind of, you know, and I ain't going to say ironic, it's kind of bad. When we see the same thing as we see with people who are not a part of what we say assembly, but in other words, let's just say the church, they're not a parishioner, they're not inside the house. But I've noticed as a person in my position, I've had more help from people who weren't even Christians. I mean, is it wrong for me to say that? I have had more people outside the body of Christ who wasn't even claiming or professing Christianity had helped me in situations when my ministry was really taken off. And it's kind of bad when I say that, because when the Bible says, when you who are weak ought to strengthen your brother and sister, but now it seems like you rip at them. Rather than helping them, you cut them, you know.
Right.
And that's not wise to say. And when we look at just the increments of this story, these men just knew it. They probably knew he was in town. They said, but if we get this brother and we get him to the roof and the miracles we heard about him, something going to happen. And they took extraordinary measures. Even when they said it was packed in that place. But they never mind that. They was determined to get him in there. And that, you said, obstacles in our life. Be determined to move forward regardless of whatever people think about you, what they say about you. Be able to move forward. Because I believe sometimes we hinder our blessings with the very thing that we have inside our head. It's called the tongue. When we begin to lip out and say things opposite of what God has declared us to be. Because we got to have the love. And that's when God really moves on you. When you have the love, your heart is in the right position, in the right place. You know,
yeah.
And I think that's when a lot of these things, these men had a love for their friend. And with the love they had for their friend, knowing that they heard the rumors about Christ and what he had dealt with amazement on people, he said, we're going to get this brother to the number one physician, the number one healer. We're going to take him to the specialist today.
Yeah.
And then in the process, we bring him to the specialist. Guess what happened? They probably got healed, too. I mean.
Hey,
where you put that, it was just amazing. You know, that was a really encouraging word for me. And you know what, Doctor Swilly, you offered up prayer. And I was trying to hold a conversation here to somebody come in and ask for prayer. But in my ministry, who I am and what God has taken me to, I really, if nobody else is wanting to pray, I want to reach out and have you to pray for me in my ministry, my direction, and what God is elevating us and taking us through such leaps and bounds and what he's doing. And in the midst of all these things taking place, the enemy is yet attacking. He's like a little chihuahua. He's never stops biting. And when we try to help people up, we bring people up, we seem to get that what they call that guillotine. They're always throwing the knife. So I want you to pray as we continue to elevate and where we are going in this ministry, and we are going there. We're going to get there. You know, that God will continue to keep us protected. That's my prayer that you pray for me.
Yes. Dear God, you heard the man of God. You know his desires. And you know what he needs. Now, dear God, we just reach out to you tonight so that you be able to bless his ministry, bless his walk, bless his talk, open up doors so he be able to go through them, dear God. Bless his family, bless his household, dear God. Continue to open doors for them and bless men of God all over this world and all over this nation. And inspire them to do what only you can do, dear God. And encourage them to continue to press their way so they'll be able to get the desires of their hearts, so that they'll be able to do what is required of them by you, dear God.
Amen.
Encourage them and increase their faith. Increase their faith, dear God. Yes, we need you.
Amen.
I'm calling on you right now for Amen. Us collectively.
Amen.
Realizing that we need you.
Amen.
Know that you are our present help in the time of need.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We call on you in the name of Jesus. We call on you because we know you to be a door opener. We know you to be a healer. We know you to be a deliverer. Dear God, do it the way you see fit, dear God. We want to continue to honor you. We want to continue to walk perspective. We're going to walk in your ways and walk in your direction and do what is required of us. We're going to continue to lead our families and be a light to the world. Dear God, continue to inspire and touch us in every area of our lives that needs to be inspired. And we're going to continue to give you honor. We're going to continue to honor you, God. We're going to continue to adore you.
Amen.
Because we know that the road is not easy.
Amen.
But we're going to continue to trust you, dear God.
Amen. Amen.
We need to believe you, God, and let our lives be the light of the world.
Amen.
Able to bring souls to Christ. We'll be able to be the men and women of God that you call us to be.
Yes, Lord.
We'll let nothing hinder us, stop us from continuing to seek more of you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I need you.
Amen.
I need you. I need you, Lord. We need you.
Yes.
Because without you, we don't have anything. But with you, all things are possible. To him that believes, and we believe you. Yes, we believe you, God. We trust you. We trust your word. We depend on your word. We live by your word. Yes, you are our present help in the time of trouble.
in the time of need. We just say thank you, God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes, Lord.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes.
We adore you, God. We adore you. We adore you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We just say thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Sweat, also, this is a rare occasion in my studio tonight. I got my two daughters here with me. One is Amber, and Amber's getting ready to graduate next year, right? Amber's getting ready to come out of the University of Texas Arlington. You're about to do it in 3 years, huh? Yeah, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, but I'm gonna let you go ahead and because being inspired to these young people, and I told about your education, the things you do, and how God pursues you and bless you. But she's got a prayer request she wants you to pray for, and she's a powerful young lady in the ministry also. She's pushing just like her old man is pushing. All right. So I'm gonna hand the phone to her and let her give you a prayer and ask her, she's gonna give her a prayer request.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Amber, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
I'm sorry. I didn't even know your name.
I'm Dr. Swilly.
Dr. Swilly. Okay, nice to meet you. But, yeah, I'm about to graduate college, and the Lord's been really doing some things in my life, and I've been really seeking His face, and I really have a lot of hunger just to know Him more and for Him to reveal more what He wants me to do.
Yes.
So I guess my prayer request would just be to pray for me that God sustains me and keeps me on the right track.
Yeah. Well, one thing I like to encourage you to just stay around people that believe. Stay around like-minded people that believe like you believe. And don't let anything deter you from being in God's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And if you continue to be around people that praise God, and I believe that you won't have any problems.
Amen.
Continue to be around positive people.
Yeah, and He's definitely been doing that. I think that was the hardest part in the beginning when He started actually removing people that wasn't a part of my destiny. And it was for a season where I was like, Lord, I don't have any friends or anything. And then before I know it, He started bringing people who were like-minded and to help keep me sharpened. So I'm thankful for Him for that.
Yes, and we all go through time like that. We all have been where you are. Sometimes you have to get rid of that negativity out of your life.
Mhm.
And just fellowship with like-minded people, and I believe you'll be fine.
All right. Amen.
And make sure you stay in church. Don't let college life. Let church be a priority in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you'll be fine.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you, Dr. Swilly. We're about getting close to our time. Such a powerful message. I don't see anyone else lighting up in the studio, even though we got a few callers on the line. But I kind of run it by the regiment. If the hand raises, then we get an opportunity to get in. But as of right now, the word was powerful. It was a gifted word. I mean, it was something that we caught us at a time, because the word of God is really working in my daughter. And I'm telling you, my young daughter's here watching also. So she's been inspired. So it's like a double blessing happened today.
Blessing.
You know, and that was great. And she came in today and come and sat out and hang out with her dad today. She just turned 21.
Praise the Lord.
In the name, I remember when I was 21. That was my number in school, 21.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a blessing, Dr. Swilly, to be on the line with you on today and then to be able to communicate with some of my siblings. It's not out. I'm going to let everybody speak with them or speak into them because I know it's got to be somebody that's got to be on track. And it's got to be somebody that's not bouncing on a roller coaster. And I know I've seen your life, how God has brought you and how he's dealt with you and took you to areas of success, and not only just in the physical but in the spiritual. You know, so I just thank God for that. And that's what I do. I try to stay on positive people. Got to be in Baton Rouge, Louisiana this weekend with Bishop Raymond Johnson, and which is my bishop. Got a powerful service down there. It's going to be taking place. So the flow movement. So we're going to be out there this weekend. Come back, and I think I got to hit up to New Jersey. Be with it's going to be actually Brian Thompson is going to be out there. Maybe with him out there in New Jersey. So,
okay.
Man, I thank God for this today, and it just your God is study just elevate. We got calls today, and how God is just study producing things in the area. But you know what, Pastor Swilly, and I say this with everybody listening and those who are on the line. You know, I'm like the Word of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel and the work he's done. I'm going to let it be known that God's moving in my life, whether you like it or not. And that's where I carry myself even as an athlete. You know, I don't care what you thought about me. You know, if God is still blessing, if you want to get a part of what's going on good and come into some submission, even some of the young men that I work with, you know, we work with them in such a way that we help them and try to get them to bounce to a next level. But as a coach, as a mentor, as a person in position, you know, they ain't always going to be smooth with the person on the other end. So you got to be able to kind of keep moving, you know, and you got to keep going and just let that be what it's going to be and know that God's got a plan that's going to seek and keep going and moving higher and higher. So I try to pick up as much as I can. I'm moving. I'm like a magnet. And sometimes those who are not willing to come into the position of being an authority or being in the leadership, you know, I kind of demagnetize. And it's not that I don't like them and they have nothing against them. I just don't have time to carry a lot of weight.
That's
not
that's
really what you know, credible into where I'm going.
Yeah.
That's where you
yeah.
Amen.
You can tell by the spirit. See, you can tell by the spirits that people have. They
yes,
hear
sir.
What they're doing.
Amen.
And a lot of times you have to brush them off and keep moving.
And it's really not nothing against them. You just got them saying just. You know, just sometimes, you know, the games, man, I call them. You know, you just don't have time to get in that area, especially at the age where I am right now, what I'm doing. I mean, I'm at a point now I'm on a world-class pace, and I just can't let anybody stagger me while I'm going. I mean, either you're going to get ready for this run and take a baton like you're supposed to, listen, help have to be done to help you move forward. And I just try to keep myself around people that's higher than I am. Always putting myself around people that's higher than I am. I'm always trying to find out something. I'm always trying to learn something. I ain't scared to get up there, you know, with the best. And I'm always learning from them. And they call me and talk to me and they tell me, you know. Matter of fact, I got a meeting coming up here in August. I'm going to be in a dinner with Miles Monroe Jr. and his daughter. I got invited to that with Dr. Darryl Wilson, you know. And I think that's going to be an honor to be in the presence of them. As
the
mentors. And so, I mean, he just keeps blessing. He keeps blessing. And a lot of times I don't give a lot of good information out to people because sometimes they don't want to see you go there. You know, but you got to know how to, you know, keep things at a minimum where those who are here and those who are gathered off your what you say, the seed that's sowed, you know, and they're keeping helping to help them out. But, you know, some of it's going to hit hard, some of it's going to hit rocky. But, you know, you got to keep moving. You got to keep moving. You know, you can't let it slow you down. But it's a blessing. We got about 20 minutes left on the show. I mean, about 2 or 3 minutes left on the show. If that's something you want to encourage the crowd with, you know, Dr. Swilly, I would appreciate it. You know, we want to go ahead and get things folded up. But I really, 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 from the bottom of my heart, I really enjoyed the show. And you have a chance to talk to one of my young daughters here. The other one, she's shy. She can talk, but she don't want to say nothing. But she's learning enough just listen to us now. So, you know, it's just a blessing to be on the show. And being a part of the show, I see one of the numbers down here. I see we got Evangelist Carter that's on the line. I believe that's him at 0343. And we thank God for him being a part of the show. But Pastor Swilly, I tell you, you really encouraged. It was an encouraging word today. You came with some information that really helped me on today. I don't know anybody else, but it helped me a whole lot on today.
Lord, it's the Lord.
I'm glad the message inspired you.
Amen. It really did. It did. Well, we'll just finish up our show here with Dr. Stephan Swilly out of Chestnut, Virginia. I hope I got that right. We want to let you guys know that just as we get ready to go off the air here, we got a quick second here. I believe Evangelist Carter has. I think he kind of kicked in. I want you to kind of go ahead and get with him, and he's got a question and answer, and I'm gonna get him in the studio here and hear what he has to say. All right, Evangelist Carter, God bless you, man of God. You're on the line with your friend Dr. Stephan Swilly, and he's in the studio.
God bless you all, Dr. Swilly. I just want to know I enjoyed everything I heard. Very profound, very profound, and it's very elegant, you know, to know that, you know, when you hear stuff like, you know, they say sometimes you know your mail when you hear it. And that was directed to me, and I thank God for it, you know, because, excuse me, and I always say, everybody come with you, can't go with you. And the thing of it is, with that being said, huh?
Right, that's right.
You know, and I always tell, you know, me and Pastor Ellis always talk, you know, and I say that. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, everybody going to be happy where you're going. And like, you know, Pastor was saying about that, you know, people, and you said that negativity that's around you. So sometimes you have to assume yourself from people, like Pastor Ellis' daughter was saying. And, you know, and that's why I say sometimes you have to live, you learn, you live. So, and then you have to watch the people who you're entertaining. Okay,
right.
So, and that's why, you know, I thank God because, you know, like I say, it's a learning process every day. You live, you learn, you live. And I thank God for the word and, you know, that you can use it to speak on that. Amen.
Amen. That's good, huh? Appreciate that, brother.
To God be the glory.
Yes, that was all right. Yes, just continue to keep your eyes on the prize, and you'll get your blessing. Don't let anything deter you. And in the end, God will see.
Amen.
God will see your dedication. It's not that you see him. It's that
Amen.
He sees.
Okay. The bottom of the hour. And we kind of time basis right now, but we're on the bottom of that hour, and we got to go ahead and kind of push the envelope a little bit. But you know, it's a blessing for you guys to be with Dr. Stephan Swilly. I tell you, it's a powerful word he brought forth on today, and we just really pleased about him being on the show and being a part of the show. Don't want you to forget us on tomorrow. Actually, this coming Friday as well, we're gonna have Charles Franklin. That's gonna be in Friday, and on Saturday, of course, we got the Psalms report. And today you was listening to actually Dr. Stephan Swilly from Chester, Virginia, with some of the people who spoke, you know, on behalf of this this message today. Such a powerful message. But we do thank God for the opportunity of being with us on the line on today. And we want to let you guys know we're about at the top, we're about the bottom of that hour. We got to go ahead and make a run for it. And we're going to get off the studio. And I think Dr. Swilly is going to be back with us on next Wednesday, right?
Yes, I'll be back on next Wednesday. With a fresh word.
Amen. Well, God bless you guys. We're here at Harvest New Life Church and Harvest New Life Studios. One of our other Conrad Evangelist Allen Carter is with us on tonight. And we bless you guys and thank you for joining us on the show on tonight. God bless.
Bless you.